Thank you for calling. To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Shane, the equipment sales. This is Jonathan.
Jonathan, how's it going? Just called. I was actually trying to get hold of Leslie.
There we go. We got it right now. Okay, hang on a second.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi, Leslie. How's it going? It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah?
Hi, just checking to see if you got the info that I sent over to you. I think it was yesterday, actually.
Yes, I did. Thank you. I'm going to make a file on your company. As soon as I get a deal that comes through that looks like a good match, I'll send it to you, okay?
Awesome.
And
I appreciate
call you
that.
First, but what I need is to make sure that you guys send all contact with the customer through me.
Okay, I can definitely do that. Yeah, I can work, you know, however you want to. If you want to... Yeah, if you want to handle the loan documents, I can email those right to you. Or we usually, obviously, titled, we'll send an overnight FedEx label to you as well, so you don't have to pay for that or anything.
Now, were you the company that wanted the 50% down, or are you the one that had, like, CD credit stuff?
No, like we really have all the above. I mean, as far as...
You're in California.
Right.
Okay, because I had another guy call me. There's been, I hate to tell you this, but the competition is steep, dude.
Oh, yeah,
there's
I can imagine.
There's all kinds of people out there.
Definitely.
I'm telling you, it wasn't like this 5 years ago.
Well, I think a lot of people, too, are...
back.
No, it's good in a way, but, yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of competition. Tell me about it. I know a few people that just work from home, and they're working for, like, Ascentium Capital and companies like that, but I think they're a little limited, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I actually did remember the client that we were working with originally, too, though. It was Rick A.D. Bernard, if you remember that guy.
Rick Bernard. Oh, yeah. I do. Cool.
Yeah, he was a character.
I
great
that
guy.
Was your, like, scam line in.
No, I knew his name was Rick, but I drew a blank when I was thinking of his last name. I actually ended up, he ended up trying to go through a private party and... I mean, when you're going through a private party and you don't have a dealer's license and stuff, obviously that's a big risk for us as a bank. Not a huge risk, but I mean, the rates are going
to
be a little bit higher than that.
Buy
aspect.
A private truck. Now, what we'll do and what you can tell people is a deal like that, we will take and we'll buy the truck and then sell it back to the guy and we tack on a $1,000 fee. Because sometimes we have customers that find stuff, and I just explain to them straight up front that if you know, and they call me to get it financed because we've been doing business with all kinds of people in this area for many years. It was my family's business. We had a small finance company, and after my husband passed away, I came to work at Shane's, but. As a result of all the years in the industry in this area, I have a lot of people that still come to me for finance options. And some of them want to buy trucks from other places and other people. And rather than lose the loan or the opportunity, we not always, but sometimes we'll buy a truck in order to facilitate the customer's needs.
No, that's really smart because, you know the deal then. It's just better to purchase from someone like you, like Shane's, and your business because it looks better in the eyes of a bank, too. And I'm going to get a better approval. We can do private parties, but I don't recommend it.
Well, private parties are really high risk with
right.
title work and stuff. It's very, very difficult.
Well, that was the whole thing with Rick, you know. It was a good deal, but he didn't get the radio one. And I said, look, you're buying it from some guy who's going out of business. We have no protection ourselves, you know, as a bank.
Right,
so.
You have no way to, right. And if the truck breaks, everybody's screwed. And that's the other thing that I'm sure to tell the folks that do that, is that, listen, I'm doing this to facilitate the loan and your needs. However, you got to be responsible for checking that truck out. Because
right.
if it breaks, we're not fixing it.
It's on you, buddy.
We're not guaranteeing it. Yeah. So you have to just kind of give them some straight language, and then that sometimes it comes together and sometimes it doesn't. But it's an option. And, you know, I guess that the banks, as long as I tell people like you that that's what we're doing straightforward, they seem to be okay with it, you know.
Hey, as long as you have the title, I don't care how you go about it.
Yeah, right.
As long as it's in your name, and we can put the dealer number, your dealer number on the title application, that's all we care about. So
you guys are
that makes sense.
All right, do you have? I didn't get a chance to look through what you sent. I saw it came, but did you send me? Do you have a like a vendor sign up sheet or anything?
I do. I can get that to you as well. I didn't include it. They haven't been making a big deal about it lately, but if you want to fill it out, definitely it'll help us out and put you in our system.
Well, it'd be cool to see it, too, from our point of view, just to check what you guys want and kind of, you know, we like to have them.
No, absolutely.
You know?
No, I like to do it, too, but a lot of people shy away from it, actually, versus you guys are more on
board. Well, we need to know if there's something that you have a need for. You know, sometimes those vendor profiles will show that they want a certain number of deals a year and shit like that. I always like to look at everything that you guys are into.
And we have reps working in all industries here, really. I kind of, the titled vehicle truck trailer industry kind of fell in my lap.
Yeah.
And it can be a pain in the butt because of the titling sometimes, but which I'm sure you're aware of.
But, I do that too, though. I do the titling. You guys won't have any trouble with us.
Great. No, I believe it. Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of experience.
It'll be cool.
But,
we'll see what we can put together. If you want to send me that, do. I got to run. I got a million things happening right now, but I'll talk to you more later.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
You too. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.